Exclusive, Representative Chip Roy, Migrants Die Because of Biden's False Amnesty Promises. By Robert Krajicek on March 11, 2021. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, told Breitbart News on Thursday that migrants seeking entry to the U.S. are harmed and killed by President Joe Biden's false promises of amnesty. "I'm tired of the radical left, of Democrats, including those in the White House, right now, walking around patting themselves on the back for how compassionate they are when, in fact, they are endangering the lives of the immigrants who they are enticing to come here through their false promises," Roy stated on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with special guest host Jerome Hudson. "Democrats, get out there and say all this stuff about amnesty. They encourage people to come here, it's irresponsible. And today, while you and I are speaking, some little girl is getting abused by a cartel or by some other illicit actor in Mexico because their parents decided to send them up here in a risky journey and they rode on top of a train," Roy said. "These are human beings, damn it," Roy stated. "These are people that are being used as political pawns by Democrats because they callously want political power and they sell something as false. They sell something that is untrue, and it hurts people and it hurts American citizens, and it hurts to immigrants who come here. Listen." Roy went on, "I'm just sick and tired of Democrats trying to claim the high road, that they're somehow for brown people or for helping people. They call me a bigot because I want a secure border, when a secure border is decidedly pro-America, pro-Constitution, but also decidedly pro-immigrant." Hudson described Democrat and left-wing advocacy for amnesty and hostility towards border security as incentives for illegal immigration and human smuggling across the U.S.-Mexico border. "Tens of thousands of women and girls will be raped and sexually assaulted," Hudson said, "an untold number who just give their money to the cartel coyotes and never make it. There are mass graves near Texas, right now, today, and those graves are filled with the bodies of people who died trying to make it to the border." Hudson concluded, "The American left basically encouraged these waves that we see. Certainly Joe Biden talking about granting amnesty to people is a pull factor, and a lot of people are hurt. Not only the American people, but the people who are coming here and they shouldn't be. Unsecured borders endanger Americans," Roy noted. "Joe Biden is ignoring this crisis, allowing his Secretary of Homeland Security to lie that there is no crisis, while Americans are endangered. Ignoring the constitutional duty to secure the border while 100,000 people were apprehended in February," Roy held. Roy said the circumstances on the border are endangering Texans and Americans, and immigrants abused by cartels seeking to come here. Roy noted how Democrats and the broader left frame their opposition to American sovereignty as a function of compassion for migrants. "Whoever's running our government, they are purposely endangering the United States," he said. "Whether it's Kamala Harris or the Chief of Staff or Joe Biden, they're purposely endangering American citizens, and more callously than that, they're endangering immigrants." Roy concluded, "They're blowing up countries to our south under this false name of compassion, trying to actually seem like they're great and, look at us, we're helping everybody, and nothing could be further from the truth, while fentanyl is pouring across our border, and cartels are empowered. Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico are actually harmed, and meanwhile American citizens die on our streets." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.